The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show and happy Friday, Junior. Yes, it is Thursday. It is gorgeous out here in New England. And I know I say it all the time. It's my standard line, but we have a great show for you today. I don't think it's ever fake news, Jared. I'm not spreading disinformation. It is what it is. Now, today, though, was weird because this morning I was like, it's actually kind of a slow news day. And there's really not even such thing anymore because there's just so much access to what's happening out there. But a lot of the networks are focusing on this Russian jet that hit a U.S. drone and what we're going to do about it and how it happened. And they were dropping like gasoline or smoke or something on this drone and the drone fell. If you know the show, you know that that's kind of... it's not my bag. You know, it's just not something that playing cuts of General Milley saying we don't know anything. I don't find it all that intriguing, especially because nobody tells you anything anyway. So you could play whatever you want, but you're not getting the truth. You know, there's nothing they can reveal. There's nothing they can tell us. And then you've got people like Senator Lindsey Graham, who's going on with Sean Hannity saying how we should be shooting down Russian planes and what would Ronald Reagan do? And I'm just sitting there going, oh, this is going to be a whopper of a day. Because Republicans have fake tough guys, too. I never want you to forget that. Republicans have fake tough guys, too. And Lindsey Graham is one of them. He gets real tough real quick. A drone goes down, he's ready for World War III. I don't think he's ready to suit up, per se. But he is ready to send your kids into World War III. And he's on with Sean Hannity, who's also a tough guy himself. And so the two of them are going back and forth. And I'm just thinking, I don't like hypotheticals in general. But I really don't like when people start to assume what other people who have since passed would do in situations. And I get it. It's like the what would Jesus do? But we don't know what Jesus would do. And we certainly don't know what Ronald Reagan would do. So these hypotheticals of like, we got to do this because what would Ronald Reagan do? I don't know. Neither do you. Lindsey Graham has no idea unless he's speaking to the great beyond. And I don't really trust his instincts when it comes to these issues, when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to starting up wars or at least starting up fights. And maybe we do have to do something because like he said, we look terribly weak. But I don't know if shooting down Russian planes right now with everything else Joe Biden's got going on, I don't know if that puts us in the best spot. I'm of the mindset now, and I'm curious if anyone else feels this way. I'm of the mindset now of we're hanging on for dear life. We're white knuckling this thing until Joe Biden's out of office, which I pray to God is 2024. And until then, I don't think we are in any position to start shooting down planes and start puffing up our chests because I don't think we're prepared. I look at these military experts using air quotes the same way I use air quotes around comedians, late night comedians. I use it around experts because the experts know about as much as I do about all of these things, which is to say not a lot. And I'm watching these videos of them and I'm thinking, ooh, if this is our A team, I'm not confident. That sums it up. I'm not confident in what we've got going on. Now, There is another story, though. So as I'm sitting there going through this, I'm trying to learn about what the drone means and what kind of drone. Because I know when you guys want to find out about drones, this is the first place you're going to come to. Grace Curley is going to know all about drones. Barely operates the microwave, but she's going to figure out what kind of drone situation we're dealing with. But then as I'm doing that, I go to the New York Post. I refresh the New York Post like 100 times a day. And then boom, falls right into my lap. We have the answer to our poll question yesterday, which was, who is the new Biden family member who got China cash? So just to do a quick recap, previously on the Biden crime family, James Comer now has the power because he's the head of the oversight committee and they're asking for documents. And they asked the Treasury if they could see some of these suspicious activity reports from the Biden family, of which there are many. Now, the Treasury Department, the non-political Treasury Department, dragged their feet for 2 months and finally gave them up. One of the first wires that Comer gets his hands on has a transaction from a Chinese-linked company to members of the Biden family. And he makes a note. Now, it's $3 million split up, I think, between three people. And he makes a note to say one of the people has not been in the orbit of this kind of crime story so far. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Grace, everybody in the Biden family is involved. Everybody knows the corruption runs deep. But I knew exactly what Comer meant. He was like, yeah, we've all been talking, and this is just what putting words in his mouth, but the way I took it is, we've talked about Frank, we've talked about James, we've talked about Joe, we've talked about Hunter. This is somebody else. This is someone you might not expect. And Jared, what was my knee-jerk reaction right off the bat?
Naomi.
No. Yeah, that was my guess. But what was my knee-jerk about, like, which...
Oh, yeah, it's definitely one of the Biden ladies.
It's a female. I said, this has got to be a female. And people were saying maybe it's Biden's son-in-law, doctor, whatever his name is. And I said, no, that just doesn't feel right. This is all the markings. This is all the earmarks. Just call me James Clapper. I'm getting to the bottom of this. This is all the earmarks of a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. And I was right. I was wrong about who it was. I thought it was Valerie. I was rooting for Joe's sister because I feel like she's always cast aside. And I thought it could be a cool moment for her to finally see her name in a headline. But alas, out of all the people we put on our poll yesterday, we forgot about one lady, Halle Biden. That is right. Halle Biden has been revealed as the new Biden family member who got China cash. Now, this does prove wrong a theory I had yesterday that I kind of thought, well, it's probably someone in the immediate family. I don't think it's an in-law because I think the Bidens are very greedy. I don't think they want to go too far outside the circle. But when you think about it, Halle in a way is kind of like a double in-law because she's Hunter Biden's ex-lover. But she's the late Bo Biden's ex-wife. I'm sorry, not ex-wife, widow. So she's been involved in this family for a very, very long time. And it turns out that Halle Biden, who tossed Hunter Biden's gun in a trash can across the street from a high school, is somehow linked up with these business dealings. I don't know what her expertise would be, per se. Can you look up for me, Jared? Give me a little bio on Halle Biden and what... I'm sure, like Hunter, I'm sure she has plenty of credentials to be dealing with all these foreign businesses overseas, to be getting a cut of $3 million in a wire transfer. I'm sure that whatever she's being paid for, there is good reason for it.
She has worked as an admissions counselor at her alma mater, the Tantal School, and a guidance counselor at Archmere Academy, which is, I believe, where the Biden children went. She currently serves as the chairwoman of the board of directors for the Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children.
Is she a painter?
It does not list her hobbies, but I'm going to guess no.
You can just say no. Is she an author?
She does not appear to be an author.
Is she a train guy?
she
Because
she might not be a trained birthing person. It does not say.
See, trained guy, that to me is a job all in it in and of itself. Okay, so we've got Hallie Biden, not exactly sure what business she has getting a cut of a $3 million wire transfer. But I do want to read you a little something interesting here that I think a lot of people are missing out on. So this is from Steve Nelson. And I pointed out earlier that Steve Nelson is one of my favorite reporters from the New York Post. No air quotes around journalist when you're talking about Steve Nelson. He's an actual journalist. He puts out plenty of content during the week that I use here at the Grace Curley Show because it's interesting. And he seems to be a curious cat, this Steve Nelson. So the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer revealed Thursday that subpoenaed bank records identify President Biden's daughter-in-law, Hallie, as the previously unknown family recipient of Chinese cash in 2017. Don't you know a guidance counselor in your life who's receiving a cut of a $3 million transfer in Chinese cash? That's par for the course. Being a, being on the admissions board, this is all very normal. Now, here's where I'm interested. So remember earlier this week, we played a cut of Joe Biden. Can I get this cut, Jared? I want to reset this up. Joe was talking with this, air quotes again, it's like the fourth time in this opening, comedian, Cal Penn, on Comedy Central. And he mentioned, and he's bragging, he's always bragging about the Biden family. Like, oh, they're so traditional. They're such a classic American family. Except for, the crack pipes and the bathtubs and the sex tapes and all that good stuff. And he started talking about how when someone wants to in the Biden family, a Biden family tradition is that you can call a family meeting. Let's play this cut, Jared.
And so I got a phone call from my true story from my eldest granddaughter saying, can we have a family meeting? You probably are aware if it's around here. We have a tradition in the Biden family. Any child can ask for a family meeting. It doesn't often happen, but you take it seriously.
Did he say you're probably aware of it?
Yeah, I don't know why Cal Penn would be aware.
Because I'll tell you why. Because Joe Biden is such a narcissist that he thinks everyone gives a flying hoot about the fact that a Biden family tradition is you can call people around the table if you have a problem. Like, this is such a rare thing. I'm sure you've heard the folklore.
They're living in 2050, man.
I don't have to tell you, Cal Penn, about the legend of the Biden family.
I love you, Harold and or Kumar.
It's just the ego on this man. I'm sure you've heard of it. He probably has, though. Cal Penn was such a fan. He was fawning over Joe.
He did work for Obama, so he may have heard it.
But here is the key. President Biden dined at Hallie Biden's residence last Friday during his regular weekend trip home to Delaware. It's unclear if they discussed the looming bombshell. Now, could it be that when Joe Biden dined at, I'm assuming it was a kitchen table at Hallie Biden's.
Where else would you dine if you're a Biden?
Maybe it was one of these family meetings. Maybe Hallie Biden, guidance counselor and admissions person, called a family meeting to discuss the fact that she was going to be named in this, that the Treasury was releasing documents that would link her to some Chinese cash. Now that, see, when you really think about it, he's like, oh, you have a family meeting. You think about family meetings in your house, Oh, your son, he backed out the car and he hit the mailbox, or, someone got a D in geometry. We got to have a family meeting, like it's the Brady Bunch or something. Their family meetings, man, they're intense, okay? They are not for the faint of heart. They get in there and it's like, listen, how much money did you get transferred in 2017? No, is this before or after the gun thing? Is this before you dropped the gun in the trash can or after? This is like an episode of Dynasty. This is not the Brady Bunch.
And Hallie and Hunter did have their relationship from 2016 to 2019. So this falls within the time frame of that relationship.
That relationship, which is seeming like it was quite profitable.
I have a family meeting about that one.
Well, you'd think, right?
Like, we call a family meeting about that one? Just like, guys.
Let's talk about the fact that you're going to start dating your brother's widow. Now, I don't know if that reaches the level of family meeting. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'd have to think. I'm sure when they thought about getting Willow, the cat, that was a big fam. That was like everybody to the table. Everybody to the table for some Sunday meatballs. We might get a cat, and we need you all here. 844-500-4242. So Hallie Biden is the new member of the Biden family who is involved in all these schemes. We'll continue with this when we come back. We're going to take a lot of calls today. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Oh, no. Oh, no, everyone. I have bad news. A couple weeks ago, I wrote a Spectator piece about how Marianne Williamson, or as I like to refer to her, the light beam lady, she says, feel the light coming through your head and let it trickle down your ears.
An electric, light-filled, golden elixir.
There's something about her that I like. I think it's the accent. You know, you can't really pinpoint it. I remember on the debate stage when they asked her, who would your first call be if you were president? And she said, I would call the, it was almost like a mix of like Michael Jackson and Audrey Hepburn. I would call the prime minister of New Zealand and I would say, girl, you are so on. I couldn't figure out the voice. It was the voice that captured me. Anyway, though.
The light is all.
I wrote about how she could have her own lane in this race because she's going to run against Joe Biden because she seems very compassionate and Joe Biden lacks empathy. We saw it. He was talking about the two young men who died of fentanyl poisoning. We see it every day. He's not a compassionate person. He's a ghoulish man. And now Spectator has a piece out about how Marianne Williamson might actually be a horrible boss. And there's other stories reporting that she was abusive in 2020. And guess what Spectator did? My own publication that I write for. They mentioned me in the article to say, hey, Spectator columnist Grace Curley wrote a couple weeks ago that she could actually have a shot because she seems like such a nice lady.
No.
Whoa. How foolish do I feel? She's less.
Your entire head is now filled with light.
She's less of like a sweet grandma, and it turns out she might be more of an Amy Klobuchar, tossing combs at people, making people eat salad with hairbrushes.
Imagine this salad with no fork is light-filled elixir. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to do a little
That's
bit more.
That's what's in your head. Salad. How do you like it?
I got to read more about this. It says the best-selling author Marianne Williamson has built a career preaching love and forgiveness. This is from Politico. It's the cornerstone of her second Democratic campaign for president. But those who have worked with Williamson as she has moved into the political realm say her public persona is at odds with her private behavior.
It's like Gordon Ramsay. An angel is pouring an elixir of dumbass on your head.
Yeah, I don't like this, Marianne. These Mariannes, whether it's Marianne in the sunroom or Marianne with the light beams, all they do is cause me more stress. Serenity now, damn it. We'll have more on this story, and I want to talk about fake tough guy Lindsey Graham when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. A lot of people on the text line are saying your poll question has no correct answer.
We call that the Kobayashi Maru
You're going to have
the no-win scenario.
Yeah, we're not going to give you an easy out. We thought about it. We thought about giving you one option that would bring you a little bit of relief. And I said, no, absolutely not. I'm a tough leader. I do not take no for an answer. Some might say I'm like Marianne Williamson. This is the latest story. And by the way, people are sending in, someone said, well, Grace, you win some with your female Biden prediction. You lose some with Marianne Williamson. Yeah, I wrote that article knowing very, very little about Marianne Williamson, really just wanting to highlight Joe Biden and how awful he is and how mean he comes off. But other people are saying, how would you know if Marianne Williamson's a mean boss? Don't worry. Trust me, I'm not losing sleep over this article. You know, if you write one or two things a week or every other week, you're going to get some things wrong. Howie always tells me there's always another at bat. You always get another chance at it. So I was wrong on Marianne Williamson. Can you blame me? The woman's whole persona is like this hippie, meditating, yoga grandma. How was I supposed to know that behind the scenes, she might as well be Hillary Clinton with an ashtray, allegedly? So here's what Politico has to say. They interviewed 12 people who worked with Williamson. And those people say that even though she is a spiritual advisor, that they have been subjected to unpredictable, explosive episodes of anger. They said Williamson could be cruel and demeaning to her staff, and that her behavior went far beyond the typical stress of a grueling presidential cycle. It would be foaming, spitting, uncontrollable rage, said a former staffer. It was traumatic, and the experience in the end was terrifying. Williamson would throw her phone at staffers. So Klobuchar was a binder lady. What's up with the ladies liking to throw things? Hillary Clinton liked to throw the ashtray, allegedly. Klobuchar the binders, allegedly. Now we got Williamson with the phone, throwing the phone. Am I missing anybody? I've never had that desire. I've never really been a boss. So I guess that makes sense. But it never occurs to me to chuck something at somebody.
I've been a boss. I've never thrown anything at anyone.
That's just because we're really good people, you know?
That is true.
We're like Jerry Seinfeld in the restaurant when he says, you're a good person. And then he says to himself, calm down, you're having a turkey sandwich. Like, I feel like the standard is just don't throw things at people. I feel like you learn that when you're five. But apparently these presidential contenders are under a certain amount of stress. They can't contain themselves. Her outburst could be so loud that two former aides recounted at least four occasions when hotel staff knocked on her door to check on the situation. In one instance, Williamson got so angry about the logistics of a campaign trip to South Carolina that she felt was poorly planned that she pounded a car door until her hand started to swell. Damn. Ultimately, she had to go to an urgent care facility. All 12 former staffers interviewed recall instances where Williamson would scream at people until they started to cry. When presented with details of Politico's reporting, Paul Hodes, a former U.S. congressman who served as Williamson's 2020 New Hampshire state director, said such descriptions mirrored his own experience working with her. Those reports of Ms. Williamson's behavior are consistent with my observations, consistent with discussions I had about her conduct with staff members, and entirely consistent with my own personal experience with her behavior on multiple occasions. Now, of course, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. She's the only person running against Joe Biden. And then this comes out. The woman radiates positivity from the little clips I see. And in fact, I wanted to play this cut from the debate that stuck out to me. That's always my favorite Marianne Williamson cut. Play it, Jared.
You may only get one shot and your first issue that you're going to push. You get one shot. That it may be the only thing you get past. What is that first issue? And Ms. Williamson with the last word.
My first call is to Prime Minister of New Zealand, who said that her goal is to make New Zealand the place where it's the best place in the world for a child to grow up. And I will tell her, girlfriend, you are so on, because the United States of America is going to be the best place in the world for a child to grow up.
Ms. Williamson,
we are going
thank you.
Have...
You guys were...
And I would say, girl, you are so on. Yeah, Well, it turns out that what we've been seeing might not be the truth, but this was actually Williamson's response. She called it categorically untrue, and she said, former staffer is trying to score points with the political establishment by smearing me might be good for their careers. That sentence doesn't make any sense. But the intention is to deflect attention from the important issues facing the American people. Now, I will say it does seem rather convenient that this all starts coming out. And you know what? It might not be a bad thing for Marianne. Because this might mean that the Biden administration is actually a little bit nervous, which I didn't think was the case. I thought for sure they just thought this is a nothing burger, not even a blip on the radar. A lot of people don't even consider her a serious contender, which has always irked me. But this might actually help her in a weird way, because now it's like, what are you guys so threatened by? You're gathering all these former staffers. Politics ain't beanbag. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of a sabotage situation going on. And she also denied ever throwing a phone at staffers, but she did acknowledge that she went to urgent care after getting upset and hitting her hand on a car door. She said, a car door is not a person. I would never be physically hurtful to a person. She did acknowledge, I'm reading this. I'm finding this out at the same time as all of you, okay? So bear with me. You know, if you admit one thing, you might as well admit everything, because that's how people see it. It says, she also acknowledged that there was an occasion when she raised her voice in a hotel room and someone came to see what was happening. I find it hard to believe that people in politics have never raised their voice before. Yeah. Now I'm starting to wonder here. She's losing me a little bit.
The light is all.
Those former aides said Williamson's behavior was hard to predict. She berated staffers for seemingly inconsequential things, like if they booked a hotel room that had a walk-in shower and not a bathtub. Hey, it might be inconsequential to you, but as someone who's a fan of a bathtub, that's high up there on my list as well. I'm not going to yell at anybody about it, but it matters. She would tell her staff to cancel an event only to change her mind a day later and accuse them of trying to undermine her campaign. Well, if she thought they were trying to undermine her campaign then, she certainly knows they're trying to do it now. She obsessed over the physical appearance of others. This is really bad. And ridiculed staffers for being overweight. She said she never mocked anyone for their weight. Some of these feel a little outlandish. She would get caught in these vicious emotional loops where she would yell and scream hysterically. This was day after day after day. It wasn't that she was having a bad day or moment. It was just boom, 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 and often for no legitimate reason. You know, I will say this. I understand people are working high-stress jobs. I am of the mindset that in most jobs, there's no reason to throw things. There's no reason to raise your voice to the point where the bellboy or the bellhop is concerned. That just feels like if she's admitting to this, that's Amy Klobuchar-esque. And I guess it stings more for me, not only because I wrote a piece about her 2 weeks ago where I was like, you know, she's pretty good. I like her. But also because I just didn't see it coming. It's always the people that you don't expect. It's the people who preach about love and peace and staying calm. Those are the people who they shut that door and they just go berserk when they find out there's not a bathtub in the hotel room. We're finding out a lot about Marianne Williamson, though. She's a bath woman. She's not a fan of the shower. So that's your update on your future president, Marianne Williamson. 844-500-4242. Juicy scoop, though, from Politico. Definitely, they do not. You can't tick off staffers unless you're going to win. Because if you win, then everybody has to still kind of grovel. And, you know, they all want the power. They all want the jobs. They all want the cabinet positions. But if you lose, the risk you run is that now everyone's going to go around talking about how crazy you are. And they wouldn't be far off. Speaking of crazy, it's actually a good little segue for us. Janet Yellen is speaking today She's talking about the bank crisis that's going on. She's assuring people yet again that there's nothing to worry about, that everything is under control. And naturally, all of us think at that point, oh boy, we have a lot to worry about and nothing is in control. And this got me thinking. I was like, you know, Janet Yellen's been wrong on so many things. She told us inflation was transitory. She told us the reason for inflation was not the excessive spending from the White House, but was because greedy Americans decided to splurge on grills during the pandemic. I mean, this woman, her batting average is terrible. And yet she's out there. She's the face of this. And she's the one who's trying to like calm the markets and calm Americans down. And that got me thinking, like, why don't we just send Jim Cramer out there? The guy's got as good a track record as Janet Yellen, and at least he's a little bit theatrical. At least he might bring one of those fancy TV screens and start, you know, hitting the buttons and making things move and maybe gesticulating a little bit. At least he's got a little oomph to him. He's got a little bit of that thespian magic behind it. And that brings us to our poll question, which is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is who do you trust more to handle the current banking chaos? Joe Biden, Jim Cramer, or Janet Yellen?
This is bad. I mean, this is
the no-win scenario.
This is, I feel kind of, I feel mean putting that out there to people. But we also have to vote on it too, so it's not easy for us. I'm going to say, Janet Yellen. I can't believe I'm even going to say that, but whatever.
21% for Janet Yellen, 3% for Joe Biden, and 77%. For Jim Cramer.
I don't know. You guys have not been following Jim Cramer. If you know his track record, you might rethink that. And actually, I've got some great flashbacks for you on all the times that Jim Cramer has been wrong in a big way. And I actually think that if I had implemented the George Costanza rule like 6 months ago, and started watching Jim Cramer's show and just doing the opposite of whatever he said, then I might be a very, very rich woman right now.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yeah. If we just applied that to Jim Cramer, we all might be rolling in the dough. Because this guy is wrong a lot. But apparently a lot of our audience still likes him. They're still big fans of Kramer. Speaking of Seinfeld, they're still a big fan of Kramer. Okay. Well, maybe you can change my mind throughout the course of the show. 844-500-4242. A top anti-aging doctor provides the best facelifts without surgery. His clients say the results are sensational. This doctor is Dr. Curtis Burchill, MD, of the Fountain Clinic in Rocky River, Ohio. There are many non-surgical facelift methods on the market, but Dr. Burchill's methods are the very best. Dr. Burchill's top three painless facelifts are as follows. Skin Tight is an advanced infrared laser that restores and tightens lost collagen in the skin. This reduces wrinkles and sagging skin. The second treatment is called the Thread Lift. This treatment inserts surgical threads into the skin that lift sagging skin like facelift surgery, and then they dissolve over time and form collagen. The third top treatment is Skin De-Age, a highly advanced lotion that provides results similar to a facelift in 4 minutes. These results last up to 8 hours per application, so it's great for an event if you have something you're going to. I like to put it on before I put makeup on to go to something or to do a TV hit. It really smooths the skin, and you can apply it at home. You can get more information on Dr. Burchill's advanced painless facelifts without surgery, and you can get free delivery of Skin De-Age to your home. Just go to painlessfacelift.com, and you get a big discount on Skin De-Age. Just use my discount code GRACEBOGO to buy one and get one free. So now you can start looking much younger again without getting a painful surgical facelift. To get your non-surgical painless facelift, go to painlessfacelift.com. Use discount code GRACEBOGO. That's painlessfacelift.com. 844-500-4242. That could also be a good question. Who would you rather work for? Marianne in the Sunroom, Marianne Williamson, or Marianne from Gilligan's Island? I think Gilligan's Island would take the cake on that. We will be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. I've got to keep the troops entertained.
What's been unfair? What? Tell me what.
Oh, come on. I'm not. You just mentioned crystal gazing. There is no crystal in my home, David. Yeah. There's never been a crystal on stage when I've talked. I have never told an AIDS patient not to take their medicine.
That's Marianne Williamson. You know, I was just thinking about the name Marianne because we talk about Marianne in the Sunroom. And I mentioned Marianne from Gilligan's Island. Fun fact for people. The first couple seasons of Gilligan's Island, I believe the theme song didn't mention Marianne and the professor. They just said, and the rest. Then later, they said, the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Island. But before that, it was just, and the rest. I can't imagine that Marianne was too happy about that. I hope she wasn't chucking phones at anybody on the set. But Marianne Williamson, her reputation precedes her, I guess, in this 2024 election campaign because her staffers are saying she is not a peach to work with. She is tough. She is mean. She slammed her hand against a car until it swelled up and she had to go to urgent care. All that meditating, you think it would calm her down a little bit. Adam, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. You know, one thing that's missing in this country right now is discipline. There is no discipline whatsoever. There's no discipline in the banking sector. And I, quite frankly, I think the banks are screwed. I really do. I think this is going to be just the beginning. I think no one... Janet Yellen is just... She's a joke. I mean, she just doesn't. She'll just go out there and almost like Biden read a script. They really don't have any clue, and there's certainly no discipline in the Biden administration, and really throughout America, it's just oh, they did it, so I'll do it, and then you know it, we just get deeper and deeper and deeper in a hole, and I'm afraid I'm not sure we're going to get out of it. I really don't, and I'm an optimistic person by nature, but this is just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and it's yeah. Thank you, Adam. It's there's no serious people in this administration, and then to make matters worse, you have Joe Biden and Janet Yellen trying to tell people that it's not a bailout. So not only are they not taking it seriously, and they don't seem to know what they're doing, but they're lying to us. Because how do you do that math? All the depositors are going to be made whole. Even people who deposited more than $250,000 in SVB. And it's going to be paid by the FDIC, which we know doesn't have that kind of loot. But it's not at some point going to hit the taxpayers, this giant bailout. You know, it's one thing to get screwed over by these people again and again and again. That's to be expected, unfortunately. I think the part of it that bothers people like Adam and a lot of my callers is the lying, you know? It's the lying. It's the gaslighting that people don't like. When we come back, I do want to play some of these. We have so much to get to. I mean, we've got Woker Joke at 1:30. But beyond that, I've got Kamala Harris on with Stephen Colbert. I've got Tucker Carlson going after Jim Cramer. And we should talk about this drone that was brought down by a Russian plane and whether or not you agree with Lindsey Graham that we should start shooting down Russian planes in response. We'll take all your calls. We're going to have a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere.